This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk a little hockey now. Jeremy Roenick, NHL on NBC analyst. Game 7 coming up tonight. The Boston Bruins hosting the St. Louis Blues. JR, how you doing, man? You excited for this one?
What's up, Tiki? How things, buddy? It's going to be fun. There's no question about it. Hey, listen, it's Game 7. don't you dream about Game 7 when you're a kid growing up?
Well, like, if I had played a sport that had seven-game series, then, yeah, I would have dreamed about it.
It's one game, which is the same thing. It's one game, and you can decide it.
So, yeah, that's a good point, your Game 7. You just have one shot at it.
Listen, you know that the trophy is in the building, and it's going to somebody. So yeah. That is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you're getting ready to do the NHL pregame show on NBC. You guys got to be jacked up, and I'm sure the energy up there in Boston is out of control. The obvious narrative is experience versus no experience. I think there's only one guy on the Blues who's played in the Stanley Cup, whereas the Bruins have a bunch of guys who were back on the team in 2013. How much does that play into this, Jeremy?
I think it plays a little bit, but when it comes down to a one game wins all, I think it just comes down to, you know, the effort, who wants it most, who plays the smartest, and who's the most disciplined. I think, anybody can beat anybody at a one game series. So, you know, I don't think the experience means much of anything. This is just pure grit and who wants it the most. So that's why we love Game 7.
Yeah, it's a talking point, right? It's like, hey, you've had more experience, you have a better opportunity to win, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I think also the nerves will come in. I mean, for the people that haven't been there, that this is the first time that they have the ability to win a Stanley Cup in the final game. I would think the butterflies become way more intense. But those leave as soon as you get smacked up against the boards the first time, trust me.
That's funny. I was getting ready to ask you, how do you get rid of butterflies? Because I remember this when I was playing football. That first hit, I was pissed, right? It wasn't about I'm nervous anymore. It's like, how do I get this thing on?
That would be my first. That would be my first thing of a shift.
Yeah.
To hit somebody really hard or get hit. Because that's the best way of getting the adrenaline going and getting right into a game.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick, NHL on NBC analyst. And JR, what's going to be the key in this game? Obviously, the goaltenders also have a wide experience gap. Tuukka Rask has been here many times. Bennington from the other side is a rookie. What's going to be the key in your mind?
Well, I think for the Blues, they got away from their physicality in Game 6. I think they tried to play a little bit more of a finesse game, tried to beat them away from the boards, where they've been very successful at that physical game, getting the forecheck and pounding the defense, making sure they had a lot of plays down below the goal line. Where they were really good is when their offense originated from below the goal line. The physicalness was just so intense, and all of a sudden disappeared. And, you know, what they did also is they took penalties again. You cannot put the Boston Bruins on the power play.
Yeah.
Number one, the Blues power play is atrocious. They were 0-for-4 in Game 6. I don't think they've scored a power play goal more than one in the series.
Yeah, no, they're one for 18.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that being said, you win playoff games with special teams also. So, for me, it's that's their keys. And for the Boston Bruins, they have to play with speed. When they play in the other team's face, they close gaps down. They don't let them have time to think about their next play. They usually turn the puck over. And when they turn the puck over, the Bruins' transition game is incredible. So those are probably the keys for both teams. But, it's going to be interesting to see what the Blues team shows up tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, you mentioned, you know, their style of play. They need to be more physical. They can't play this finesse game. But doesn't it? I mean, it's counterintuitive because you're talking about how bad they are in the power play, but the Bruins are been amazing in the power play. 7 of 21, I think it's 39 or something percent over the last couple of games, which is phenomenal. But if they're going to play physical, aren't they putting themselves in a more susceptible position to be stuck a man down?
No. It's discipline, right? So there's a difference between being physical and being disciplined.
Yeah.
Now, the disciplined is taking, you know, stupid, lazy penalties like hooking, mm-hmm. Elbowing, you know, making sure that or the tripping, you know, like the or delay of game, like what happened to put him on the 5-on-3.
Yep.
Just have to pay attention to detail. So, you know, those are all little things that, you know, that discipline is a much different aspect than being physical. So physical is hitting strong, hitting hard, hitting smart, and hitting it at the right time. But the discipline aspect is when you get really lazy, you reach, you know, you slap on the hands, and you're not really thinking mentally. So those are two totally different aspects of you know, discipline.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick, NHL and NBC analyst here. Now let's talk about Tuukka Rask, who has been so good over, especially these last couple of games. The one behind the back in Game 6 was just awesome. He's kind of just sitting there and everybody slapping at it. But just looking at his record in Game 7s, it's not great. 3-2 all time is, you know, 3.18. I'm reading this now. 3.18 goals against average, which hasn't been fantastic. What do you expect from him? And the question I ask to tease this segment, because he's been so good, even if they lose, is he going to be the MVP?
I believe so, no question about it. I think this has been a different Tuukka Rask than we've seen him in his whole career. He's been more focused. He's been more determined. He's been he's made that bigger save. I think he's been tougher to score on. So, you know, all those stats that you see in previous Game 7s, he's doing things this playoff season that he's never done. And you see his record in elimination games. So I just think he's been so spot on, and I truly believe that win or lose, especially if it's a low-scoring game, nobody's really done anything really incredible in the finals, I don't think, that's going to warrant taking it away from him on both ends.
Yeah, so the Conn Smythe should go to Tuukka either way. Now, look, you played in four. Sam should just look this up for me. I think four Game 7s, and you were 2-2, and the two wins, you won't get two goals in each one. What's the mentality of preparing yourself, just as an individual? I'm not talking about a team, but like as an individual. How do you do that?
I think I have 6 goals in my Game 7s. I think I believe something like that, which is, for me, pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked being, you know, being the guy that showed up right in the big games.
You know, but how do you, that's easier said than done, right? It's like a cliche. You know, big players step up in big games. Like, but how do you do that?
Well, I think it's a mental thing. You know, want to play well, but some people want to have the puck.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a different story. When you want to have it, you're better things with it. There are some people, I mean, literally, that will love to skate around and do all the hitting, but, you know, keep the puck away from me because, you know, they're afraid of making a mistake with it. So I think the guys that have the confidence are like, I want this, give me the puck because, you know I can do something good with it, usually are more prepared to get it because they want it more. It's a mentality. There's no question about it. But, you know, different players are built differently and think differently.
Yeah. How much of coaching is going to come in into this Game 7? Obviously, Bruce Cassidy's been here before, and you talk about the experience, but, you know, the rotation and you know, what the lines are going to look like. Mm-hmm. How much of that plays into the Game 7? And who has the advantage?
I think it does a little bit. I think it more so for the St. Louis Blues because they're playing against, you know, arguably the best line in hockey with Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak. They're very deadly. You see the Boston Bruins record when they score goals. Their power play is extremely sharp.
Yeah.
So who they play, you know, as a front line against them, what defensive pairs they play against them, and how they're going to be able to get those matchups, not having the last change. So it becomes a little bit more for them. But again, coach shouldn't have to, you know, do too much to get you prepared for this one, especially emotionally. This should be a layup. If you're not ready to play this game, a game like this magnitude tonight, then it's probably a good idea to find another professor.
Sam just shorted you, by the way, on your stats in Game 7s. 6 goals, 2 assists for JR. Jeremy Roenick, NHL on NBC analyst. All right, so who do you like? Who has the advantage? Who's going to take home the Stanley Cup in this Game 7, the one that we've been waiting for? And by the way, I didn't realize there hasn't been one in the Stanley Cup final since 2011. Like, it's like lore almost. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, but it's the first time that Boston has ever hosted a Game 7 in Stanley Cup Final.
Is that right? In all the history of the Boston Bruins? Wow.
Exactly. So the last Game 7 that was in Boston was the Boston Celtics 35 years ago today. So.
Oh, you mean all sports? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it's a very rare thing, no question about it. But the way that Boston played in an elimination Game 6, I would be shocked beyond belief that if they didn't have the momentum, didn't have the mojo, being at home, knowing what this game is all about, knowing how they play in big games and how Tuukka Rask has played in elimination games,
yeah.
I would be shocked if the Bruins lost this game.
Yeah, and also, just to wrap that thought, it's championship town up there right now. It's the Patriots. Well,
they could finish the hat trick.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
Never have a city owned all three championships all at one time.
You're right.
Obviously missing the NBA, but that's pretty special.
Yeah. What's the fan base going to be like up there tonight?
I'm scared, actually, to be at my set.
oh, because you guys are outside, right?
Yeah, because we're outside. We're amongst the crazies. all the streets are blocked, and there's no question that they're going to let everybody let loose. And with the exception of maybe Flyer fans, I don't see many fans crazier than Boston Bruins fans. This is it's going to be crazy before, but if the Bruins win, I mean, we're gonna have to get helicoptered out of here tonight.
Do you have post game duties as well, JR?
Yeah, we'll be on the ice, talking to everybody as they're celebrating and try to get their final reactions and feelings after. What it was like to lift that cup. It's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. So you got to get to work in about an hour and a half or so, and we'll catch up and see you again on the tube in about 8 hours or so. JR, I appreciate you hopping on with me. Okay. Always, it's a pleasure, and good luck and have fun tonight.
Thanks, T. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Likewise, Jeremy Roenick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.